Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host and producer today, Logan Landers, and joining me is the incomparable, the football encyclopedia, the man himself, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. How you doing today, sir?
Yes, sir. How you doing today, Logan?
I can't complain one bit on this wonderful Wednesday. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and we are talking some football, Mr. Turner. But not just any football team. We're talking a team that is near to our hearts in Athens. We're talking, of course, about the champs, the Georgia Bulldogs, doing a team preview on them. I'm going to be handling the offense. You got the defense covered. But before we get started, if you like the video today, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We have tons and tons of videos, team previews from previous seasons, amazing interviews with some of the game's greatest players through high school, college, and the pros. So go over there, check us out, Facebook and YouTube at 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. Well, I mentioned it. Let's get into it, talking the offense for the Georgia Bulldogs team. And wow, what just – when you talk about Georgia, they have really – went into a class of their own here. Back-to-back championships, as we know, relied heavily on that defense, but the offense was nothing to shy away about. Of course, the big factor they are missing this year is the mailman, Stetson Bennett. Last year, we know what he did. Over 4,000 yards passing on a very efficient 68.3%. Also threw for a nice 27 touchdowns with only 7 interceptions. But he is gone. He has been drafted to the NFL like a lot of this team has in the past two seasons. But we do have Carson Beck, who in limited action last year did pretty well. 4 touchdowns and only 35 pass attempts. Threw the ball for over 300 yards and a 74% clip for his percentages. So it remains to be seen. There is that hole there that Georgia has not seen at quarterback since that 2020-2021 season, the COVID year. When Stetson took over and won his starting role. So it remains to be seen how Carson Beck will fill in. Is he that next man up, or will maybe a Brock Vandegrift or Gunnar Stockton step in later in the season? It remains to be seen. Now going to the running back position, we have number two in your hearts, but number two in the program, but number one in the hearts, we have Kendall Milton coming back. Solid year last year, 85 carries, almost 600 yards, and of course his partner in crime, Dejon Edwards, over 140 carries for over 760 yards on the day. Both those guys combined for 15 touchdowns on the year. They're going to have to continue that efficiency if they want to recreate what Kenny McIntosh did last year. 150 carries, the bulk of that, over 800 yards, and he had 10 touchdowns. But just like a lot of these guys on this team, he was drafted. He's now going to be doing his thing with the Seattle Seahawks. Moving over to the receiving core, they have, in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinions, the best tight end in the country, not just the SEC, but in the NCAA, in Brock Bowers, an absolute spark plug of a player. You can put him in any kind of rotation you want, any kind of scheme, and he will fit the mold. Last year, solid year, 63 catches, getting closer and closer to 1,000 yards. I think he'll personally break that this year. 7 touchdowns for him. Also joining him at the wide receiving position is Ladd McConkey, another solid player. And also they're bringing over Dominic Lovett, who is transferring from Missouri, coming over to Georgia, and he's going to try and help out the best of his ability, see what he can do. Last year, solid year for him. He did really well last year, 56 total catches, over 800 yards, and also scored 3 times. So those are looking good for the offense in terms of the efficiency. We're getting a few guys back from last year, and of course, some other guys who are going to have to step up. You got Marcus Rosemary, Jack Saint, and also Tyler Williams helping out there. But looking at the big guys up front, they do have some experience there. You got, of course, let's start the left tackle position. You're going to be rolling with Ernest Green III, big 6'4", 330, absolute bruiser there, that left tackle position. Then right next to him, left guard Xavier Truss, 6'7", 320. And he's just a redshirt senior. He is absolutely going to be putting in some work this year. And, of course, your center, Cedric Viran-Perrin, a guy who has been highly touted across the country and I think will continue to improve this year. Then, of course, you got Tate Rutledge, a redshirt junior, 6'6", 315. And finally, at the right tackle position, you're bringing another junior in here, 6'7", 330. These guys are not missing any meals. You got Amarius Mims right there. So Georgia, while they have lost a few guys, they are bringing back a good core, a lot of receivers. They have a good running back duo. But Vincent, the main question with this Georgia team is going to be, how is the quarterback play going to handle it? Because I think they have the offensive line. Last year, Stetson was only sacked, I believe, 9 times on the year, so not much at all, especially in the dominating SEC. Can it continue this year? Remains to be seen. But overall, I think Georgia will maybe take a slight dip in production. I'm not saying by a whole lot. We do know they had a very efficient program last year. I think they're going to be just as good this year. Maybe just a slight dip, just because it is unknown how the quarterback play is going to be this upcoming year. But, sir, I'm going to kick it over to you. We're going to go over to the defensive side of the ball. Tell me, we know Georgia's lost a lot of players, but who they got coming back and who you think could step up for them this year, Mr. Turner?
Well, I'm going to say this. Go Dogs. When you think about the University of Georgia, you got to go back defensively in the history of the Dogs. From Ronnie Swoops, Dickie Clark, Jimmy Payne, Ben Zambezi, Nat Taylor, Scott Warner on their 1980 national championship team, David Pollock, Tony Gilbert, Boss Bailey, Sean Jones, Greg Blue, Thomas Davis that had a tremendous NFL career, Richard Seymour, the Hall of Famer, Jonathan Sullivan, Champ Bailey, another Hall of Famer, Marcus Stroud, Tim Jennings, and Odell Thurman. And then you think about this Georgia defense the last 2 years. I'm going to say the last 3 years, Logan.
Okay.
19 players drafted in the NFL draft in the last 3 years. 19. And you think about it. Eric Stokes starting for the Green Bay Packers. Okay. Richard LeCount starting for the Cleveland Browns. Marty Rice playing a lot about with the Tennessee Titans. The Philadelphia Eagles. We need to call them Georgia Bulldogs of the NFC East. Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter, Kellen Ringo. This telling me, coming into this season, what should we call this Dogs defense? Well, somebody told me the no-name Dogs defense, but it's still plenty of NFL talent. I'm going to start with last year. Everybody thought last year that they was going to take a step back, but they only gave up 214 points a game, only allowed 214 points a game. This is a really serious stat that when you got a good defense, you know you're playing at a high level. 12 out of 32 they allowed on fourth down, 27% conversion rate. Then you think about first quarter scoring. Georgia scored 139 points in the first quarter, where their defense only gave 37. That's meaning that their defense comes out of the gates real strong. And then only allowing 14 points a game. Go Dogs. But when you look at this Dog defense, I still see a lot of NFL talent. I see at least 7 to 8 players are going to get drafted. I'm going to start with the D-line. Very experienced. Warren Brinson has played a lot of football. Mikael Williams, who last year was a freshman, led the team in sacks, 4.5 sacks out of Columbus, Georgia. I think he's going to be the next big thing coming off the D-line for Georgia. Then you got Zion Lowe. Another outstanding experience tackle. But then going into last year, you was looking at the Georgia's linebacker position. You said, oh, man, they lost Channing Tedale. They lost N'Kobe Dean. They lost Quay Walker. The last two gentlemen I mentioned was first-round picks. But look what Sal Munden and Jamon Dumas Johnson did. 146 total tackles. 17.5 tackles for loss. Then you look at the secondary. This one was really impressive to me. They lose Louis Sin, who's now starting for the Minnesota Vikings. And then you think about it. They lose him. Then they lose Deron Kendrick. They're starting for the LA Rams. And they come back last year, and three gentlemen who we really didn't know about, Malachi Stark, 68 tackles, all freshman, All-American. Outstanding player to strong safety position. But a guy that came out of nowhere, out of Millersville, Georgia, by the name of Javon Bullock, played outstanding in that game against Tennessee, but was most defensive MVP in the semifinal game against Ohio State, and then came back and played his tail off against TCU. And then you think about Kamari Lassiter. There was another position. Who was going to step up for Deron Kendrick? Well, right now, when I went to the NFL draft boards, they saying, hey, he might be the best corner that's coming into the draft. So what I'm saying is, the Dawgs got an all-NFL secondary. I think this defense is going to be at least a top one or top two defense in the country. So many great players is on this defensive side of the ball. And what Georgia is doing, they're doing like the great Miami teams of the 2000s. They're doing like the great Alabama teams of the late 70s. And they're doing like the mighty USC Trojans of the 60s. You know what their word is on defense? Reload! I give it back to you, Mr. Logan Landers.
Yes, sir. Reload, that is the term this team's going to use this year. We know these last few years, if you're a Dawgs fan, it has been just a wild ride. Like I said, they've dominated TCU in the championship game last year. I don't got to say nothing else about that. That game was over before it even started. A lot of people already picked the Dawgs, but man, they just did not let up in that final game of the year. Hoping to run it back this year. A three-peat, Mr. Turner, which has not been seen in quite some time. We'll see if the Dawgs and Coach Kirby Smart can get it done once again. Well, hey, this has been a tremendous episode, Mr. Turner. Talking some Bulldogs football right around the corner here, up here in Athens, between the hedges. Do you have any final thoughts on this team before we get out of here today?
I'm going to say this. Right now, the University of Georgia is the premier program in college football. And I'm going to tell you, everybody down there in Tuscaloosa said Nick Saban is the man when you talk about college football. Everybody outside in Los Angeles, California, they talk about Lincoln Riley. Everybody down there in College Station thought that Jimbo Fisher was going to be the man at Texas A&M. Everybody over there in Clemson, South Carolina was talking about Dabo Sweeney being the next great big thing. But I'm going to tell you this, the young man from South Georgia, a former player at the University of Georgia in the mid-90s, Kirby Smart. I've been in this world for a long time, Logan. For 63 long years, I have not seen a coach have this type of run. And I'm going to tell you, Georgia is going to be a strong, strong consideration for winning three in a row. As you mentioned, the quarterback position. If Mr. Carson Beck or whoever's at the quarterback position plays decent, Georgia will be the first team to have a three-peat in college football. Kirby Smart has got an outstanding thing going on. And right now, he is the biggest, the baddest, the strongest coach in college football. Go Dawgs.
Yes, sir. Go Dawgs. We'll see if that magical run can continue. Hey, if you have enjoyed the video here today, of course, on Facebook and on YouTube, please go and like, comment, share, and subscribe. We put out tons of videos every single week here for multiple years now. We have pretty much every team, probably in college football, in the NFL for sure. We've covered them. If you want to go into it, just go at our videos and just scroll on. Some tremendous content there. Well, hey, I've been your host and producer today, Logan Landers. Joining me is my co-host, my analyst, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. Always appreciate having you on, sir. Like I said, go Dawgs. Enjoy the rest of your day, everyone. We'll talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you then.